Czech football players will no doubt be watching with envy on Sunday as Germany and Spain face one another in the final of Euro 2008. The Czech team exited the tournament with their heads held low after coming last in their group. But they haven't been out of the headlines here in the Czech Republic. Some squad members were involved in a fight in a pub in downtown Prague, while goalkeeper Petr Cech has had a very public disagreement with a senior figure in the Czech Football Association. Will appointing a new national team manager calm the currently stormy waters of Czech soccer? Jamie Brindley finds out.
Czech team seems plagued at the moment by niggling difficulties. The search for a new manager rumbles on, as does what appears to be the petty squabbling between Petr Cech and Vlastimil Kostyal. And on top of this, there are reports circulating in the Czech newspapers about four of the Czech squad having been involved in a fight in a bar in Prague's Old Town. Prague-based football writer Sam Beckwith spoke to me about these events and gave his reaction to them, starting with the fracas that took place in the early hours of Tuesday morning in the Czech capital.
Given the names that were involved, probably the only one that surprises me is Martin Fenin. I think the other three, Milan Baroš, Tomas Eufalushi and Radoslav Kovač, all have a bit of a reputation for kind of living it up a little bit. So it didn't surprise me too much. I don't think there'll probably be any real lasting like harm come from it, to be honest. Perhaps the only thing that's a little bit alarming about it is that Eufalushi was involved, and he was the captain in Rosicki's place during Euro, and it's hardly the behaviour that you want from a leader on the team.
The criticism levelled at Petr Cech by Vlastimil Kostyal following the Czech goalkeeper's error in the decisive final group game with Turkey may have more lasting damage to squad morale and player administration relations. Cech has subsequently come out strongly to defend himself on his website. Sam Beckwith again.
With Cech being such a prominent member of the team and Kostyal being such a prominent member of the association, there's a danger that this could come back to cause problems in the future with the national team.
What do you think he hopes to achieve by comments like criticising Petr Cech for how he played? I mean, surely you can criticise someone if they don't put any effort in, but a mistake at the end of the day is just a mistake.
I think what Petr Cech said in response to it was basically true, that Kostyal, I think, is trying to divert attention away from problems within the management team, which he's ultimately responsible for. And I think he's basically using Cech as a fall guy for any problems that might exist elsewhere in the squad.
Finally, I asked whether the appointment of a new manager, set to be announced next month, may bring stability and order back to the national setup.
It depends who they appoint. I think there's a good chance now that they will appoint either Petr Rada, who was Brückner's assistant, or Josef Kovanac, who was Brückner's predecessor. And that's hardly a new broom, it's hardly like a changing of the guard, and so if that happens, there's a good chance it could be business as usual. If it's somebody else, or possibly even a foreign coach, then maybe there would be a change. But it's disappointing to see that Ivan Hašek, who I think is probably the best qualified for the job, after speaking to Kostyal last weekend, backed away from the job, and I think perhaps he's had some problems with Kostyal in the past, and I think he probably feels that Kostyal still perhaps has too much influence at the association.
Jamie Brindley talking there to football pundit Sam Beckwith about the goings-on behind the scenes of the Czech football team.